Passing through our town today is former combat veteran, Navy Special Operations, Mark Gutierrez. Now, he is working with Project Hero. And, Mark, tell me a little bit about Project Hero.
Project Hero is a nonprofit that benefits first responders and military veterans that are struggling with traumatic brain injury and PTSD. And they use bicycling as a form of recreational therapy to give them a sense of community and to help them get their lives back. Just that little bit of freedom being on the bike can make a difference.
Now, you spend a few tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I've done a couple tours in Iraq, a couple tours in Afghanistan, yeah.
What was your specialist?
I defused explosive booby traps and rendered safe roadside IEDs.
Yikes. Yeah. My son was in Iraq, and he was in a convoy that got hit right ahead of him. And luckily, there was no major damage done there, but as soon as the convoy stopped, there was firefighter and all this stuff. And he was the only one when they came back and did the re-interviews when they come back in. He was the only one that didn't have it.
No.
And that was really kind of strange that he didn't have any PTSD associated with it. But everybody else in his unit was severely bothered by the event that happened there.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of military, you know, experience things that we don't even necessarily know what's going on.
Sometimes. Yeah, and every individual has a threshold. I think the thing that I really like about Project Hero is that they put an emphasis on the first responders and that they're susceptible to it as well. You know, as a combat vet, I do get to come home and have a bit of reprieve. First responders, I mean, they typically work a long career. They stay in the same area of operations. And so they never actually get to come home the way I got to come home. They're always on duty, and they never hear thank you, especially the police.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the reason which made me really lean towards Project Hero was putting an emphasis on the people that take care of our communities and the local level.
That's true. A friend of mine is with the Western Lane Ambulance, and he just had put something on Facebook the other day about how, you know, it's constant, you know, and they deal with not only with being a first responder, but sometimes you come on an accident or something with somebody you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
A family member or a friend or something like that.
And that's the same as being on a platoon. And so the parallels are really, really striking there. Especially in these small towns, going out on a call and it's someone you know, someone you love, or someone that you're at least familiar with. And then you have to respond to that trauma and that sort.
So you're on about a 5,000 mile trek now. Where are you going? Or is it going to be longer than that by the time?
So I think I'm right around 5,000 right now.
Oh,
I think your town brought me to 5,000.
So you're not done yet.
So I'm not done yet. I'll keep on going down to San Diego, making stops like this along the way, stopping at police stations and fire stations, just talking about Project Hero, but also giving a message of gratitude all the way down the coast. Once I get to San Diego, then I guess I have to figure my life out because I don't have much of a plan after that.
Now, is there a plan to maybe do a group cycling event? I know you said that they use bicycling sort of their therapy too.
Yep.
Is there a plan to do like a group event, getting a bunch of guys and girls together?
For my ride, we've tried it in other places. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Project Hero has hubs across the country where they do group rides. They actually just did the California Challenge, which I think was Santa Cruz beyond Santa Barbara. So it was a multi-day ride where they went down the California coast. And there was hopes that I would be able to be there on time, but I also want to enjoy the ride, and I don't want to just crush it just to get somewhere.
So you came from Newport last night. Where were you before that?
Oh, man.
Lincoln City? I mean, you come
Lincoln
all
City,
the
yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I've got a young friend of mine who's in college, and he cycles everywhere. And he came one time. He came from Portland to here to visit in a day, and I was like, whoa. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a long ride. It's fun, though. I mean, you're not racing. That's the big thing, is that I typically average between 10 and 12 miles an hour. With these headwinds,
it's a
little bit less. But the point is just to keep moving forward. So it's not, you're not crushing it the whole ride.
Well, when you come down 101 around the coastal areas and you see the waves hitting the shore, I mean, I guess that's kind of peaceful.
Yeah, it is.
Therapy for you there.
I mean, this whole ride has been therapy for me of getting out and meeting people and having time to myself.
So how can people find out more about Project Hero? How can they donate? What can they do to help and assist along the way?
So there is a donation page that'll take it right to my link. It's tinyurl.com/Gutierrez, my last name, GUTIERREZ, Hero. And that'll take it right to the donation page. And then weareprojecthero.org is their main page as well, where you can learn and see what they're doing, like the challenge ride that they just completed.
Okay. And we'll put that up on our website too and give folks the information. So are you going to be stopping by the fire department today on your way through?
So we try to coordinate something. Sometimes it doesn't always work out. In small towns, they tend to have smaller manning, obviously, and so it's hard to coordinate something. But I'll swing by and usually just say hi.
Yeah, you'll go right by it on the way.
Yeah, it's a big, beautiful fire station. Yeah, passed it.
Now, next, where do you plan on making tonight?
North Bend, is that right?
That's a good little ride. Yeah.
So.
Well, Mark, thanks for showing up. Appreciate that, and good luck on your journeys here and bringing, you know, if not. Not just funds, but awareness to some of the problems that folks deal with on a regular basis, first responders, and, of course, our military. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks for having me, George. Appreciate it.
Coming up in the next hour of Our Town, we'll be talking dune restoration with Andy Vibora and guest. I'll also be speaking with Lori Severance about the new mental health group that will be supporting Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue, Florence Police, and the Western Lane Ambulance District. I'll also be talking with Alex Scarlatos. You might remember that name from the Paris train attacks that he and two of his friends thwarted a terrorist attack while he's running for Congress. All that and more in the next hour of Our Town.